president meant on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House still insisting President Biden is talking about Trump-supporting office holders when he criticizes MAGA Republicans and an extreme agenda.
Majority of Americans agree with him. Majority of Americans agree with this president on protecting our democracy, protecting our freedom, and protecting our rights.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, as the president holds a cabinet meeting focusing on implementing recent legislative wins that many Republicans predict won't resonate with voters, still struggling with high inflation. The company accused of sparking a teen vaping surge agrees to pay nearly $440 million to settle a multi-state probe of its vaping products. E-cigarette maker Juul Labs reaching an agreement just announced by Connecticut on behalf of 33 attorneys general in Puerto Rico. Juul calls it a significant step toward resolving issues from its past, but federal regulators are still trying to ban its products. Upgraded charges in the kidnapping of Tennessee mother and teacher Eliza Fletcher, now that her body's been found.
Memphis police would not go into detail about how Eliza was killed, but confirmed her body was found in the rear of a duplex apartment. Police said surveillance video showed a man aggressively pushing her into an SUV as she went for a morning run last Friday. They arrested Cleotha Abston a short time later after finding the vehicle. While he was initially charged with kidnapping and evidence tampering, he is now charged with murder. While Eliza is the granddaughter of a billionaire who died 4 years ago, District Attorney Steve Mulroy said Tuesday,
"We have no reason to think this was anything other than an isolated attack by a stranger."
Abston is separately charged with identity theft, theft of property, and credit card fraud.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Police in Canada just reporting possible sightings of a mass murder suspect at an indigenous reserve, the same area where 10 people were killed, 18 injured over the weekend, a day after his brother, also accused in the stabbings, was found dead. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
An elected official and Trump supporter is kicked out of office and disqualified from running again in his home state, New Mexico, after taking part in the Capitol riot.
New Mexico District Court Judge Francis Matthews says Otero County Commissioner Corey Griffin cannot hold an elected position. That decision immediately removes him from his county post. Griffin, who is a founder of Cowboys for Trump, was federally convicted for entering the Capitol during the riot. He was sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. Judge Matthews said in his decision, even though Griffin was not violent, he contributed to delaying the 2020 election certification. State residents sued to have him removed, which is allowed by New Mexico law. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. sending a message to Iran by flying two nuclear-capable B-52 bombers over the Middle East. Central Command says the bombers took off from a Royal Air Force base in England, flying over the Eastern Mediterranean, Arabian Peninsula, and the Red Sea yesterday. In a statement also noting the U.S. ability to put a significant measure of combat power in the air quickly, and that the same can be done on the ground and at sea. This has tensions run high with Iran, which seized and released U.S. drones at sea recently amid talks on reviving a nuclear deal. Labor Day weekend air travel makes a return trip to pre-pandemic levels.
The TSA reports screening more than 8.7 million passengers at airports Friday through Monday. That's 6% more than Labor Day weekend 2019 and the most for a holiday weekend since the pandemic started. Friday was the busiest day of the four. TSA says 91% of passengers got through standard screening lines in under 15 minutes. TSA also reports 67 firearms intercepted at airports over the weekend, on track for the year to break last year's record. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Wall Street heading south after an earlier bounce. The Dow's now down 152. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.